9th District Legislative Update with State Senator Mark Schessler. What are your thoughts on new firearms regulations coming out of this legislative session?
We saw the passage of probably the worst firearms bill I've seen in my career. Getting a background check, okay, we already do that. Background checks, fingerprinting to get a CPL, we do that. Now, if you simply want to buy a new shotgun this fall, or a 22 for plunking with the grandkids, you have to get the background check. Then you have to go through an approved training program conducted by a criminal justice training commission instructor with live fire training. That's what the future holds. Now, if you live in Othello, Wilbur, Pomeroy, the nearest facility may be in Spokane. And even if you think it's a really good idea to require live fire training, do you go to the range with a handgun that you rent because you can't yet buy it? Do you go to a range that can take that rifle you're looking to use this fall for big game? Or do you go to a gun club and borrow, rent a shotgun to prove you can safely handle a shotgun? Which is it going to be? This is really unnecessary when you think about it. Background checks for purchasing firearms are there. If you want a CPL, you get fingerprinted, background checked by your local sheriff. All these exist. And we're going to make it even more burdensome on hardworking taxpayers that simply think they'd like to buy a new shotgun this fall. They thought they've always wanted to own a handgun. We are going to make it even worse for the law-abiding citizens at the same time criminals go free in this state. So I think it's a real problem that we're going to regret at some point. Hopefully, based on a case out of Hawaii, someday the U.S. Supreme Court will say you do have a Second Amendment right.
9th District Legislative Update with State Senator Mark Schessler.